This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Kansas State University Distinguished Professor of Agronomy Chuck Rice says one of the next greatest challenges facing us is gardening for a changing climate. During the February K-State Garden Hour, Rice discussed the challenges that we face with increasing global temperatures and some possible solutions.
First of all, we have to understand a little bit about climate change, what it is and what it is not. Since about 1970s or so, there's been a considerable increase in our global temperatures. We're talking about climate, not weather. The difference between climate is that we're looking at longer term patterns. Weather is what happens day to day or week to week. Climate is more on a decades or 10-year time scales. It's interesting. I work in row crop agriculture and native prairies, but a lot of the things I discuss for our large fields, corn, wheat, soybean, cotton, really translate to gardens. I'm a soil scientist, I'm biased, but really I think soil health is really key. It provides some of the buffer, the resiliency against those extreme events, both water and heat. We can also do less tillage of the gardens, and we don't necessarily need to till, and there's reasons for that. The use of cover crops during the winter, keeping that soil covered, that adds biomass, improves the soil health, recycles nutrients. Mulch is absolutely critical. Composting, not tilling soil, the till will break up those soil particles and expose the organic matter, destroy the soil structure. But adding plant material or organic material to the soil, to the garden, is one way to do that. And we have some long-term research showing the benefits of adding compost. By adding compost, whether it's food waste, adding manure, again, adding mulch to that soil surface, you can improve the soil structure. And we don't have to till that material in. I got in my own garden flower beds. I have mulch on the surface that suppresses weeds, so I don't have to go out and weed as much, but I'm improving my soil. And it also retains that moisture. I'm preventing that layer of compost or mulch on the surface is reducing evaporation. So now I'm making more effective use of that precipitation or irrigation. The other benefits of mulch is that it cools the soil. So that bare soil surface heats up. That affects microbial activity, but also hampers the roots. Putting the compost on the surface, you don't have to till it in. Use that organic layer to create the benefits of water savings. Plant selection, looking at one way to make more effective use of the water, more heat tolerance, is perennials. Perennials have developed a deep root system, diversity of roots going down deep. Not only is it capturing water and extracting water from deeper in the soil during those dry periods, but it's also recycling nutrients, pulling nutrients that have moved down the soil deep in the profile and moving them up near the soil surface. So whether it's cultivated annual plants that might have deep root systems, but particularly native plants have evolved with those root systems. Looking at annuals, we need to select cultivars that are more heat tolerant, drought tolerant. Plant diversity and rotation, having multiple plants in there, so it harbors beneficial plants, pollinators, but also insects that will feed on some of the negative pests that affect plant growth. And so having that diversity is really important to support the beneficial plants as well. Watering, don't water the atmosphere. It's better to use drip irrigation to get it onto the soil surface, into the soil, rather than atmosphere. Sprinkler irrigation depends on the sprinkler, but a lot of it's going to be evaporated, so it's less efficient.
That's Kansas State University Distinguished Professor of Agronomy Chuck Rice, who specializes in soil microbiology, carbon cycling, and climate change. He was the featured presenter for February's K-State Garden Hour. To view the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.